Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Pat, did you hear about the father that went on this ride with his daughter? It was so hilarious.
A ride?
It was a ride at like the fairgrounds. Oh, my goodness. He is sitting in this thing, and you can see this on the VFN TV blog. Go to VFNTV.com and click on it. But he is sitting here, and he's sitting here, and he's all happy. He's sitting in his seat and watching right now. You can see this thing, and his daughter's just so happy and giddy and all this kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, this puppy starts. Oh my goodness, he looks so concerned. His face. What? You gotta see this. Oh my gosh. It is so funny. Oh my goodness.
Oh, well, wow. Was he in pain?
Oh, no, he wasn't in pain. He was just acting like we would like on that ride.
That'd be like me.
Oh my goodness. It was so funny. You can see that on the VFN TV blog where this father is just regretting the day while his daughter's just enjoying everything that's being said. That's going on in the ride. She's like, woo! You know, he's just like, oh, my life is over as I know it, you know? So I just don't want you to miss that. You need to laugh today. That is definitely a laugh for you. You can get that on VFN. It's important to laugh. Laughter's like good medicine. I mean, you got to laugh every now and then.
Amen.
And if you can't laugh about that, get on the ride yourself and have somebody shoot the video. And you can
laugh at yourself.
Yeah, yeah. It reminds me when I was jumping out of an airplane.
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, I'm glad that whoever edited the video, it was probably Chris edited the video, but he edited the part of me moving from the center of the plane to the open door of the plane.
Yeah, yeah. You got to put that on the blog. That'd be funny.
I can't find that. I can't find that.
I've got it.
Do you really?
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay. Let's just move on from this. It's like, no, there's the doors open. You know, he's like, move over closer to the door. And the whole plane's only like 2 foot wide. You know, I'm like, closer. I'm there already. And there's something about, hey, maybe we can put this video, you know,
yeah,
maybe
so, good.
The edited version
laugh.
That, only if we get the pictures up. And then, and something about when you're, you know, on a 2 foot board, basically, the plane was so small. It was two guys wide. Mm-hmm. You know, and the door opens up. It's kind of, you're in the plane. It's kind of like, yeah, it's a plane. You know, it's a plane. Then the door opens up. It's like, it's a board in the air. You're sitting on it, you know.
Yeah, like a tin can.
Yeah. And so then he says, you know, a slide over. So the door's real loud because I'm like, slide over. And I said, give me a minute. And, of course, I'm strapped to him because, like, tantrum jumping, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll talk more probably in the future about this dude. He's like, he had no shoes on. I went, woohoo! And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's over. And so he says, slide over to the door. And of course, he just starts moving me around because I'm like touched to his chest. And it's like, stop. And we get to the door and he says, okay. And I'm holding onto the threshing the door jam of the plane. And I'm looking, and straight down off this little board that I'm standing on at 10,000 feet, there's nothing. There's nothing. There's these little microscopic broccoli things you can see way up, you know. You could just, it was 10,000 feet. You know, mm-hmm. I could see everything. I could see the Gulf, the Emerald Coast. I could see farmland. I could see all these different things, you know. And then, you know, he said, okay, let go. And I said, give me a minute. And it's like, man, it's like prying my fingers. Like, well, just, I'm going to do this. Give me a second. And then we jumped.
Yeah.
Or I was pushed. I can't remember how that worked. Because I wanted to, I was breaking mindsets. We get so many mindsets because your brain tells you at 10,000 feet, this is not the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
I can't imagine why.
And so while your brain is telling you, no, you got to learn to move beyond your thoughts, you know, and so many people just hear their brain say no, and they don't.
Right.
You know, when you gotta charge and you gotta go forward, you gotta advance the kingdom, you gotta do these things. Like, I wanted every mindset broken.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be able to move beyond my faults because, you know, we're listening yesterday to, an interview coming up we're going to have in the future soon. It was Pat Robinson was interviewing Benny and Suzanne Henn. They're mm-hmm. back together again in their marriage. And he was talking about personally himself, how he had to push through this veil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how it was took so much effort to push through. And when you're, you know, when there's a stronghold and God's people are held captive and we're just stuck and we can't, you know, somebody's got to push through. And there's people that are willing or try to at least, to push through. And it takes almost, the best way to compare it is, you know, when your brain tells you don't jump out of 10,000 feet, right?
Right, right.
And you jump and then or you pushed and then, and you're flying, you know, you're dropping at a rapid rate of speed, you know, 125 miles an hour, maybe. Wear earplugs. If you ever do this, wear earplugs. Cause I thought, man, I will not hear again. It was just rapid noise on my ear.
Mm.
And their video, I got a video. Hey, there's some video.
Yeah, right? I did.
The edited version. And so, but once, you know, you're going, you know, you're doing the little pose thing that they told you to do so you don't flip all over the place. And then once the chute opens up, that was probably the scariest point because you're thinking these little D-rings, these little metal D-rings.
Is it going to hold?
Is it going to hold you? Because you're going 125 miles an hour, and then all of a sudden you just come to an immediate stop, and you personally don't have a parachute. You're strapped on to Bubba here, who has a parachute, and you don't know who packed it, you know, and all these different things. It's just like a move of faith. I mean, you just have to have faith for all that. And all of a sudden, he pulls that thing, and I'm holding my fist really tight because I'm thinking, oh, I hope this
here
thing
it
hits. And it just catches you like, bam, it just catches you, and you stop like, you know, just immediate stop, it seems like. And then you just start peacefully floating, and it just takes a long time to come down. It's just beautiful.
Mm.
I mean, the whole process of falling once the chute opens up, because you're just falling, is what you're doing, just falling slower,
mm-hmm.
that it doesn't seem dangerous. Because it's like, oh, look at the little broccoli. That couldn't hurt me. It's like, that's the earth. that's a 400-foot tree, dude, or whatever it is. That can kill you.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem that way. And but I wanted to break mindsets. So, you know, if you want to break some mindsets, that's a good way to do it. Or just step out in God, and despite what your brain is saying, when God says to do it,
mm-hmm.
it seems a lot like that.
Yeah.
I remember, you remember the 747 in California? We were in the 747, the 40-foot high telephone pole.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting a little older now. I'll remember you.
Is that what it was called? I had no idea.
It was 747. Okay. It was 40 foot high.
Oh, yeah.
And it was 7 foot out. And so we had to climb this telephone pole, and we're not linemen. We're not linemen. And this, and we're talking, I guess, you know, we're talking right now about how to get past your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they say a mind's a terrible thing to waste, but your mind will waste your destiny if you stay in your mind. There's nothing more frustrating to be out of your mind. Logan said, was this David Logan? Or his name's David Logan. He says, I'm not out of my mind. I'm out of your mind,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
David Hogan.
Hogan.
David Hogan. Yeah, he was talking about all the things that had happened in his ministry in Mexico and all. And all of a sudden, he just stops and he goes, I'm not out of my mind. I'm out of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be out of your mind, and not just in generally out, but out of your mind for God, mm-hmm. you can say, despite what I think, despite what I feel, despite what people tell me, what they think and what they feel,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm going to follow God. I'm going to do what God says. And that's called faith, right?
That's right.
Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see.
That's right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And so this thing was it was 40 foot high. This telephone pole was 40 foot high.
Yeah.
And it had a little small 2x6 at the top of enough to put both your feet side by side nailed to the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then 7 feet out, once you're standing on top of it, you had to climb it, it had a trapeze bar. And so it was 747. Which meant, you know, you climb up 40 feet, you stand on the top of this telephone pole,
mm-hmm.
and then you jump
out. A
wobbly
telephone pole.
It's very wobbly. And then you jump. There's nothing, you know, your own belay. Yeah, they have you on a rope.
Belay, yeah.
Yeah, belay. It's scary when I'm reminding you. You don't
remind
me. And so your own belay, which is not necessarily according to what I saw happen to a dentist, doesn't mean that much. Remember the dentist, like, bam, hits the ground. He goes, I'm all right.
I'm
like,
good.
You just fell 25 feet, dude. Give it a break. Anyway, So then you jump from the top of the pole when you're standing on it. You jump out to a trapeze bar, which is 7 feet out. So, you know, just like jumping from an airplane. Now, this is truly what it's like. If you live your life in the safe zone, first of all, you're boring. You're very boring. Secondly, you know, you're not doing nothing for God because God is on, it's the cutting edge. You've got to step outside what is to get to what will be. And everybody can do this who loves God. God's looking for people who trust him. We got to bust out of all these barriers that are keeping us back where, you know, Mormons are more faithful to their doctrine and their evangelism. Islam's more faithful to their prophet, Muhammad, than people who profess to be, you know, followers of Jesus Christ that are going out and just breaking the barriers. You know, we're going to talk about some stuff about that today, but you got to get past your mind, you know, and there's nothing worse than to be out of your mind for God, but being held captive by everybody that's in their mind, refusing to go with God. I mean, at some point you just got to say, okay, I'm moving on, you know. Yeah. And somebody said, well, I think. I said, you know, did anybody ask you what you thought? So you climb this telephone pole. Mm-hmm. You climb, and this is good comparisons, what it's like about following God. You know, and we're going to be talking about the wisdom moment in a little bit, and we're going to be talking about, you know, God's news behind the news. We're going to talk today about some very serious things that just happened in our country. But, you got to listen. This is what it's like stepping out of your mind. So you had to climb this telephone pole. So I had those little metal things, remember, on the mm-hmm. side of it, just like you're going to climb a telephone pole for a lineman, I guess.
Yeah.
And we didn't have the hooks in our boot or nothing like that. Like, right. Remember Colby? Colby
yeah.
did that thing.
Yeah, climb that tree.
Yeah, back when he was in shape, he's a father now, so he might not be in shape. And so you climb this pole, and you're going up 40 feet. And at first, it's like, boom, 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 and you get about 25 feet, and it's like your brain starts going.
It starts this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, a 40-foot pole is like it's like a straw in the wind.
Yeah.
It just sways back and forth and all that. And you think, well, I'm grabbing a hold of these things with my hands mm-hmm. and my feet, so you still got some sort of false sense of security.
Yeah.
And you got like a 16-year-old kid going, I got you on belay. And if I was to fall, I would have shot him up in the air. You know.
Yeah.
So anyway. So then, you know, we're climbing up. And once you get to the very top, so imagine you're looking eye to eye with this little dinky piece of 2x6 nailed to the top of a 40-foot telephone pole. And now you're looking at it in your eyes, eye level. But you're going to have to somehow get your feet on that 2x6.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, there's nothing to hold on to. And this thing is swaying back and forth. You know, if I would have never been in ministry prior to this, I would have had no grid.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that's just like ministry.
Yeah, right. Stand on nothing.
Yeah, you know, fixing to die. Anyway, so then so you got to be able to, now you're looking eye level with this 2x6. And you're going to climb up and put your feet, you got to let go of your hands and stand on, get mm-hmm. your foot on this 2x6.
That was the most difficult part of that whole thing.
Yeah.
It was actually standing up.
Yeah, because the whole thing's just vibrating with fear.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you're not afraid. Your body's afraid.
Yeah. Right. My mind was okay, my body was freaking out.
Yeah, your body's just, you know, totally, because you're thinking, your brain is going at this point, you know, it's going focus, do this, do that. But your body's going, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, right.
You know, and so finally, the largest accomplishment was just being able to stand up. So I finally got, I'm standing up on the top of this thing, and I feel kind of somewhat better. But then I look over and see the top of this huge pine tree. I'm like, I'm not supposed to be seeing the top of this pine tree that's right beside me, close by.
Mm-hmm.
And in my feet, from my toes to the back of my heels, you know, they have the thing in the stadiums, you know, when you're doing a football game, it's called the wave, where you kind of just kind of move around. It was like I was standing on this thing, this 2x6, and it's like from my toes to my heels, my feet were doing waves. It's kind of go back, you know, I was like, oh, my goodness. And they were just freaking out. Your flesh will freak out. You know, when you step outside of what you know and you're trusting God, your flesh will scream, even though your brain may be focused on the vision and what God's called you to do. Don't be surprised when your flesh just begins to freak out, you know. And so then you finally get to this point, and now you got to jump off this thing you were so proud you finally made it to. And you got to go seven feet. What's the big deal with that? Of course, the pole you're standing on is swaying in the wind like a piece of pine straw.
Mm-hmm.
My feet are doing the wave. Mm-hmm. And the only way you can make it, this is a brilliant, brilliant thing to be able to learn how things work at God. The only way you can make it to that 7 foot trapeze bar is you have to give it everything you got. You got to squat down.
Mm-hmm.
You got to squat all the way down and just leap for everything you've got to be able to make it to the trapeze bar. You can't like, okay, I'm going to try or I'm going to, I mean, it, you just can't make it unless you give it all you got.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love that because it's a great comparison to, you know, the things of God. You know, does God reward half-hearted faith? You know, you either have it or you don't.
Right.
You know, you're confident that God's going to deliver you or God's going to do what he said he's going to do in your life. You know, Abraham fully persuaded that God was able to do what he promised he would do despite all that was going on in his flesh. And it was just something, oh my goodness, jumping out of planes, you know, jumping off of 40-foot telephone poles. You know, that's an amazing thing when you get up to high, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Do you remember you doing it?
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Every second of it.
That was something, wasn't it?
Remember the big balloon thing in the water?
Yes. Oh my good. Oh, we got to find that. That is so funny. That was good.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Yeah, that was me, the guy screaming earlier.
Yeah, that was good. That was totally, that's exactly what it was. Oh my goodness. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with the wisdom for today. We've got so many things to share with you. Hang on. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.